You can't take the name of God upon you, Christian, and have it mean less than it did when Jesus Christ wore it. Did you hear that? You can't take the name of God upon you, Christian, and have it mean less than it did when Jesus Christ wore it. Saying, I represent God, I'm moving among you, here's how it works. That is a tall order. If the success of the Christian message depends on you reflecting God as well as Jesus did, you may say, well, I'm not qualified for that. Jesus is the only one. I point to Jesus. But don't let that be an excuse for a failure to love, for a failure to know God, and for an inability to be as full of the Spirit as Jesus was when he was ministering on the earth. He said, greater things than these you will do. And he said, it's good for you that I go away because the Holy Spirit will come and he will call to your remembrance all the things that I have told you. This is what the Christian life is about. Over the next weeks, we're going to study the practical means by which we may love. We will study and we'll investigate love. We'll learn to define love. We'll seek to know how to apply love to every need. We will train to express love in every situation. And then I wonder if we could go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So if you just go left a little bit, back to where you were, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, page 1155, starting at verse 4, and look what it says there. Did I say it right? Yeah, 1155. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. You know, I just want to say up here that I'm aware that for me personally, the way that I proclaim things in sort of a confident way presents often as arrogance. You know, who are you, Fraser? Why do you think you know so well? And I have to say that, you know, some of it is actually because I'm a man who naturally doubts himself, and because of insecurity, because of an awareness of who I am as a person and that God has saved me and I wasn't the best and the brightest and I'm the first person in my family to ever go to university and my grades weren't particularly stellar when I went to school. I did better in uni. But the point is, knowing who I am and knowing what I'm like, I have to muster up courage to face you, and I have to really depend confidently upon God because I know that it's him and it's not me. But when you come from an insecure place and into a place of confidently declaring, I think if you overcompensate for insecurity, it presents as arrogance. And I know that's my thing, and I don't say it as an excuse because now I'm going to continue in arrogance. I hope that it's not so often pride that I think I'm the best and you oughta. I am convinced of the things that I'm saying, and I'm aware that I have challenges. And when I read the scripture, I just want to confess that I personally am challenged by that. Love is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, folks. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Did you ever say, oh, good for them. They had it coming. Oh, they deserve that. It's about time you got what was coming to you, right? Well, love does not do that. Do you do that? When you read these words, if you took out the word love in every spot that you see it and put your own name in there, do you pass the test that you're in fact loving well the way God says love in the Bible? Because love is this way. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never ends. Love never fails. You know, in Greek, it's really interesting. Literally, the word ends or fails could be interpreted as falling out. And that's what we say in Scottish culture, isn't it? When people have an argument and they're disappointed with each other, you say, oh, so-and-so, they've fallen out with each other. Love never falls out. Can that be said about us here in this church? That we are so patient and we don't insist on our own way, instead preferring one another in love. Our genuine love is guiding us so that, speaking the truth in love, we love one another. We outdo one another in showing honor. That we abhor what is evil and hold fast to what is good. How much of what you see in movies that is evil, the Bible says, don't do this, don't do that, do you actually abhor? How much do you make room for in your life some of the stuff that's evil because, you know, I like a good heist movie and it's okay because the stealing from baddies, so it's okay. And those baddies had it coming to them anyway. Do you see how even these things, depending on how you hold yourself to the high bar of love, there might be room for conviction there. And that perhaps what we're letting into our lives is in fact compromising us to the point where it gets in the way of us hearing from God. Love never ends. It never fails. It never falls out. And through the grace of God, and by this leadership, we will grow up in every way as we study love in this season, into Him who is the head, into Christ. Because God is love, and because love works. Did I say that enough yet during this sermon? And then just the last verse of Paul to the people in Acts, he says, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And so, God, just thank you for what you say in your word today that we can rely on, that we can depend on. And we know that you have put us here because you're good and because you're generous and because you are just when you decide what you'll do and that you give enough and that there is enough in us to abound in all things, full of what you pour out, that we might have all sufficiency in all things at all times. Abounding in every good work. Will you help us as people who follow you to find those things you're doing, to be near to you and ready when you prompt us, and to be so well acquainted with you, God, and how you work, God, that we would see and know that God is in this, that people would see by our love that clearly it is God and not us. And we ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.